Sunday, fifth of October, Rav Tishri, Toshin, Samachtes, Haragandi Chizik, Malachim Yechafezim.
First of all, good morning. Welcome back once again. Being careful also, as we've had a little bit of time to reflect on Rosh Hashanah, and it's about the halfway point between the first Metshuva leading up to Yom Kippur. In the stirring words of the Tana Tekef, which is brought down by those Ruach Hakodesh Rosh Hashanah, that it was made by one of the Gedolei HaDor in his times, we find very moving words. He describes to us Kedushas HaYoyim. He says it's a frightening day. Uva Shofar God Yitoka, the Shofar is blown, the cold of Mamadako Yishoma, Umalochim Yechofezun, the Malochim tremble. So if we go over the words quickly without thinking too much, the Malochim and Shomayim tremble. We have to ask ourselves, why are the Malochim trembling? We in the Chor are the ones who've got to tremble. We're the ones who've done the mitzvahs. We're the ones who've done the avedas. We're the ones who are going to be held accountable. What is the Malochim Yechofezun? Who are these Malochim? What are they frightened about? The Chor, the first address, is the Mishnah Novice. In Ovis Pirdalad, we're told, Kol Ha'oise Mitzvah Achas Koinelu Praklit Echos. Whoever does a mitzvah is Koinelu Mitzvah Praklit. It's offending Malach. Kol Ha'oise Avera Achas is Koinelu a Sanegor, a Malach will prosecute him. Every mitzvah, every one of our mice and trading that we do, it creates for us a Malach. Our actual mice, our deed creates a Malach. They'll protect us. Chas V'Sholom Paket. We do an Avera, we create a Malach for ourselves that can harm us. Rashi Baba Kama, that based on these talks about a shoel, an ox, it actually speaks out very clearly that a shoel has the power to harm an animal more than it has the power to harm a man. It actually is the Medayek Tzot and Roshan of the Posuk. And Rashi speaks out because a man has a muzzle. Says the Maharit, Chias of Renot in Baba Kama, what is this muzzle? The Malachim that man has created. All our deeds, all our might and strength have created malochim, they protect us. It's far harder for one of us to be harmed than it is for an animal. Chazal tell us, in yesh malach echod melitz min yolet, if I have one malach, one, who's a melitz out of a thousand, the person is safe. Let's ask ourselves, doesn't make sense. Surely, how can Chazal tell us that one malach melitz min yolet can help us? If we've got an olef, a thousand malachim on the other side, what is the power of a malach? The Rebbe Reb Zisha, the brother of the Noam de Meilach, once said that in Yom Kippur he went to Shomayim. His body was boilem hazeh, and in the Shomayim he went up to Shomayim, and he saw how the din was being enacted there. He saw that the Rebbeinu Shleilom was loading up a wagon full of avelos, black malachim, wagons. Hundreds and thousands of malachim, black malachim, have been loaded up. And he thought, Gavalt, how can any Yid survive this? Yom HaDin, look at this, the malachim, there's loads of them, there's thousands of these malachim. Connected them, a few malachim, yeah, the mitzvahs, the malachim are white. So Reb Zisha, I looked closer at the malachim and I realized, not one of those black malachim, not one was whole. Every single one of those malachim, Malachi Chavola, that we ourselves had created by our might and roim, wasn't shleima, it wasn't complete, it wasn't whole. Because not a yid does an avera and enjoys it. When a yid does an avera, he regrets it. There's an amnocha, there's a regret, I wish I wouldn't have done it. So true, we're creating malachim, but the Malachi Chavola we've created are incomplete. And it can't harm us. Yechofezim says the Bezusha, is pshat, they're embarrassed of the way they look. One of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem said, I've never once seen a Yid do an Avera and celebrate it. I've never seen that. I've seen Yidin doing mitzvahs and Yidin doing Averas. But what is the difference? When a Yid does a mitzvah, he celebrates it. It's a shleimo, it is complete. When a Yid, a Chas V'Shalom, does an Avera, yes, it's an Avera, but it's incomplete. And it hasn't got that much power. It's weak. Yechofezun. Could I to mention this point? I thought I heard many years ago My beloved Yosha Shiva, Chaim Kaufman, says Tadavroch, on a posik, in Pashas Bolok. We say in Pashas Bolok, Mimono, Bilom looked at Klal Yisrael, and he said, Mimono Afar Yaakov, who can count the earth of Yaakov? Says Rashi, these are the mitzvahs that are done in the earth. Hatzmono is Ba'ofo. Says Rashi Kagoyim, for example, and one case Rashi gives us is a mitzvah to Mila. So the B'chana Gevaldi Gevald. A Yid of a mitzvah. B'msigas Nefesh. B'msigas Kufoy. For us, maybe it's not so difficult, but the Yid in Oilim from Russia, who are moist of the Nafshom V'gufom for a mitzvah like this. What do? They take the Olo, and they're mutt and they hide it, B'ofo. They're Simcha. They celebrate over a mitzvah which they won't even show people about. It's hidden, B'ofo. But the celebration they make later, Bilam was this spoiler Klalis or Mimona Fayakov. Look at the mitzvah they've done. They've hidden in the earth and they're celebrating. They're not showing off to people. But they're celebrating the Kiyom HaMitzvah. Lehepach. When he Chav Shom does an Avera, there's no satisfaction. There's an ah. We wish he wouldn't have done it. So yes, later we might have created Malachi Chavola. But as the Talmud of Baal Shem said, it hasn't got that much power. But we have to ask ourselves, are our mitzvahs that much better? True, the Malachi Chavola are complete. Are our mitzvahs and Ma'asim Tovim that complete? Are they that sincere? Are they that wholesome that we can be that assured that our Malachim will be Menatzeach on Yom HaDin? So Baal Shem came to Beis Medrash. Now he looked and told him, he said, I can't go in. He looked and said, what do you mean you can't go in? He said, the shul is full of mitzvahs. So I said, no, Rebbe, we don't understand. You're not going in. What do you mean the shul is full of mitzvahs? Said the Baal Shem, gewaldige words. Only mitzvahs that are done nishmo go to Shomayim. This shul is full of tefillahs. Shaloi nishmo. They're rooted here in this world. They're not moving. They can't go to Shomayim. They're stuck here. I can't get in. There's no space for me. The only mitzvahs that go to Shomayim are the ones that are made nishmo. What does that mean? And how do you create mitzvahs lishma? Lishma simply means for the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two names. Shem Adnus, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and the Shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yadua, if we take the two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we get the matrias together, are 26 and 65, that is 91. 91 is the same as Malach. When a person does a mitzvah lishmo, he has created a whole Malach. 91. That Malach takes his mitzvah up to Shammai. Otherwise, there's no Malach. It's not lishmo. It stays in Bodhi Malach. Lishmo is the same letters as shleimo, complete. Because when a mitzvah is done shleimo, it is done lishmo, has a power of 91 of a Malach which goes to Shammai. Efshtef Chatham Posuk. Yaakov Inusu, Malach Elekim, Oilim V'Yodim. The Malachim are the ones who transport our mitzvahs to Oilim Emes, which will be the ones that help us Yom HaDin. But how do we get there? The Gemara Kedushin tells us, Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Malekah. There is no Schar for a mitzvah. And if we look in the Parashat Akedah, which we learned on second day of Rosh Hashanah, the Medrash sends us to Potek and Hosea. The Akedah starts the words, Vayhi Vayim Hashlishi Vayisra Vuro Mesenov. Says the Medrash, oh, I've got a Potek. Yechayenu Miyoimayim. I'll sustain us, we have been sustained Miyoimayim from 2 days. Vayim Hashlishi, the third day, Yekimenu Vanechi Alephonov. Pasuk in Hosea Perek Vav. Vayim Hashlishi of the Akedah is compared to Pasuk in Hosea Yechayenu Miyoimayim. I've lived from 2 days. Vayim Hashlishi Yekimenu Venechem. What does this mean? So the Vilna Gaon, Gevaldig Gevaldig. So the Vilna Gaon. Schar Mitzvah Bahai Amalek. So the Schar for the Maisa Akedah Boil Mazeh we're not going to get. Let's accept that. Nor Vos. Avraham Avinu put so much into the mitzvah. The 2 days that he spent journeying there. V'yachavosh. V'yashkein. The Zerizos. the cheshet, the bren, the desire to do the mitzvah, that was there on the 2 days. The way he prepared to do the mitzvah, the way he did the mitzvah. Zok the Novi Hashaya, Yechayenu, we are alive now, miyoy mayim, from those 2 days, from the way that Avraham Avinu did the mitzvah, prepared to do the mitzvah, the way he did it. But from the actual mitzvah itself, of Bayom Hashlishi, the actual mitzvah of the third day, of the Maisa Akei, the Bayom Hashlishi, that's Lose Lovoy, that's the Schar Mitzvah Bahayam Aleka. Bayom Hashlishi Yukimenu Venichya Lefonot. By the Chayenu Miyamayim, the Malochim that Avraham created, by the way he did the mitzvah, the Nishmo, the Islavus in the mitzvah, that created the Malochim, the Malach of 91, the Nishmo, the two Shemes of Kodesh Baruch Hu, together, pulled up the Hachona in the way he did the mitzvah. And perhaps that's the way we understand the word Malach. A Malach defines the way we have refined a mitzvah, not just doing a mitzvah. That's the lishmo in a mitzvah, which creates a malach. The Vilna Gaon goes one stage further. Meir de Kegon. What does the malach say to Avraham Avinu at the end of the Maisa Akeda? Ki ato yodati. Now I know. Ki yirei elekim ato. You're a God-fearing man. Veloi chosachto espincho esyachidcho. He could have stopped there. You've not withheld your only son. But he added a word, the malach. He said, mimeni, from me. From me, a malach. So the gong of Valdigatayich, mimeni, from me alone. I was created by your Maisa HaMitzvah. From the way I look at myself, I know how well you did the Maisa HaMitzvah. Mimeni, I can look at myself. Look at the way I've been structured, I've been designed, how long I can have a kiyum, how much I can protect Klal Yisrael, thus is me many. The Maisa HaMitzvah has created me. Rosh Hashanah. If we take the Gematria of Rosh Hashanah, there's one Pasuk in Tehillim which has exactly the same Gematria. A Pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Yutes. Le Mishpatecho Ondu avadecho, lemishvatecho ondu hayoim ki hakoil avadecho. A positive kosher test, or number. Exactly the same gematria as a shana. But it's strange. Perhaps it's not so strange. Do you know which positive kosher test this is? Pasuk 91. Now, that is the malach. The aim of a Rosh Hashanah is to create the malachim. But how do we do this? The way we, as we said, the way we go about a mitzvah, we prepare for a mitzvah. That we get the schar for Bo'ilam Azeh. The malachim have been created by our Lishmo. Schar mitzvah b'hayam malachim. So that Arizal said, in Shaya Kabbalah, a vort which l'ch'oila can give us inspiration and a help towards the Amadim. Said Arizal, we start off by explaining that mitzvahs that are done shalei Lishmo are stuck Bo'ilam Azeh. Says Arizal, it requires one mitzvah, just one, to be done lishmo, which will act as an engine and pull up every other mitzvah shaloi lishmo that we've done in the previous year. So shtel tachfo. Let's just imagine we've done tefillahs, sumais, and toivim, and our shachris is mitzvah noshim ulemodo. It's stuck boilim on there. We just have a shachris, we just get up, it's part of the ritual, we wash nigga bas. It's our tefillahs. I'm going to save us boilim on there. It's not a shleimo, it's not a lishmo. It hasn't created a malach which can protect us. But with the words of our Arizal, that every single time we do a mitzvah lishma, that pulls up all the other mitzvah shalom lishma. A better understanding now. Umalochim yechofezu. The malachim are standing, ready to mekatzugas le'aleinu. But they tremble at the knowledge that there's so many mitzvahs that are waiting by them there and need us to press that small little button. And it lifted all up. All up to Shemayim. To Shemay Shemayim. And suddenly, what we thought we had done, which wasn't going to help us, is suddenly all there on the side of our Tachuyos. The Divya Chaim used to say that the Yemei HaDin are like a button in a lift, in an elevator. All you have to do, said Divya Chaim, is press that button. everything inside goes up. One mitzvah lishmo, one shachris lishmo, and every single one of our other tefillah shachris that are not yet there, which are not yet the malachim, are suddenly become malachim, pulled up. You all know, it's a Rina Makeda this morning, Kosveinu Besefer Zechuyis. It's brought down. Fedech of time. Kosveinu Besefer Zechuyis. The Marashach. Have you done them? You've got them. If you haven't done the Zechuyis, you haven't got them. I saw further, they ask, we see on Leir Gosh Hashanah, the one of the Simonim, we take a Rimoin, and we say, you got them. Matanecho. Sheyubu Zechuyis Eino. Again, we can't ask for more than the chuyas that we actually have. The marshal, do we have the chuyas? Well, they're good. Do we not? So we haven't got them. What is the tefillah? Sheyir with the chuyas saying? Kosveinu b'sefer zechuyas. Well, do the chuyas. Let's do something. Stay to Chofetz Chaim. And the chuyas, I repeat what we've said. It's all mevorah. Says the Chofetz Chaim, we have tons of the chuyas. Loads of them. But they're incomplete. And they won't save us. Because we didn't shalel yishmo. We were thinking of ourselves at the time. We weren't thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it hasn't created the malach to protect us. We say, Rebbein Shalom, ignore the shalel yishmo. Let the shmo on another mitzvah pull it up. Kosveinu b'sefer zechuyos. Let it act as a zechus for us. Then surely the Mekatrogim will be quiet. Piskarov, Kedar Koy, takes a posuk and slichas. And Titus Ois, the two dinim. Nach pesod erochenu v'nach koira. So the place goes off. Nach pesod erochenu is one thing. V'nach koira is a second. What are the two things? Nach pesod is search. Have a look. Are there mitzvahs b'chlo? Let's search for the mitzvahs. Have a look. Do we have mitzvahs or not? But then there's a second cheshbon. V'nach koira. Look into the actual mitzvah itself. Was it done b'shleimus? And if it wasn't, let's repair it. Let's use that mitzvah also to help. Nach pesot, find out if we've got mitzvahs. And then v'nach koirah, let's search inside the mitzvahs. Hopefully find no pagam and no pagia in the mitzvah that also works for us. Can we say that nechayot is a base medrash b'lei chiddush? And our shuvah ad Hashem. Have we got ad Hashem? It goes all the way ad Hashem till Shmei Shamayim. Tikhu b'chodesh shofar. Sif Medrash. B'chodesh chidshu ma'aseichem. Chidshu ma'aseichem. B'shofar shapru ma'aseichem. So the Ksav Sofer. Same thing again. B'chodesh is chidshu ma'aseichem. Do new ma'asim tovim. Do new mitzvahs. Do new things. Shapru ma'aseichem. And let's better the ones we've got already, the ones we anyway have on account. Let's shut from our seichem. And with that, malachim yechofeilu. As we can go one stage further, understand a little bit of the tefillah of Avinu Malkeinu to explain the malach. We come to two Avinu Malkeinus, and they seem to be slightly at odds with each other. They say, Avinu Malkeinu, Kalei Kol Tzar U'Masdin Me'aleinu. Kalei means the Lashon destroy, finish off, Kol Tzar U'Masdin. Pashto refer to enemies, Boil Mazeh. Yet, we say in the next one, Avinu Malkeinu, Sosoim Piyos. Keep quiet, close the mouth, Mastineinu U'Mekatrogin. Close the mouth. Why do we have the Kodesh Baruch Hu to get rid of them? Surely we say the Kodesh Baruch Hu, destroy them. Get rid of the Mastineinu Mekatrogenu, the Malachi Chavola we have created. Why do you say Sosoim Piyot? Close their mouth. Why do you want them there b'chalal? What are you doing there? If we can ask for Kali, let's ask for Kali. Shadua, the Benagoron, used to say that in every Aveir there's two Chalokim. We get punished for Din v'cheshtim. The Din is actually Aveir itself. That's not enough. There's a cheshbon. The cheshbon pshat is, in the time that we did the Aveira, we could have done a mitzvah. We get punished twice. Din, the cheshbon. din, the Aveira, and the Cheshmu, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that time, that 10 minutes. That were over low Sachmoid. That 10 minutes. That we did Bittul Torah. We couldn't be doing a mitzvah. So we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu time as well. Din, the Cheshmu. Chamog HaPshat. And then Rashi was engaged. That's Pshat in another Avinu Makim. We say, Mechei Vahavim Shoeinu. Mechei. Wipe out. Vahavim. Remove. Peshoeinu. V'chatev seinu minegenecho. So it's all gone. There's nothing there. And then we say, Mechoik barachamecho horabim. Rub out. Kol shitfei choiv yisegu. Ashtori choiv. Out there. What? What's there? It's wiped out already. We just said, Mechei Vahavim Shoeinu. What's the Mechoik barachamecho horabim? Kol shitfei choiv yisegu. Based on the Vilna Deh, Vilna Gon, Gemara Gib Shah. We first ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rub out the Chelik of Din. It's not there. Sa'avir is not there. But we still Balei Choyim. We owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu 10 minutes. That's not been accounted for. So we say later, Mechoik Baracha Mecha HaRabim Kol Shitrei Choyim Yisaylu. Rub out all the debts that we've got. Why do we have these bad debts? Mechoik Kol Shitrei Choyim Yisaylu. After we've got rid of the din, but we've got a cheshbon, we've got an account, we're going to be held to account. But let's go a stage further. We're not only gone. Chadua, the Gemara tells us that a person does tshuva megira, what happens to his avegas? The meyazidim, the zedoinas, turn into shkogas. It drops the level. An avega done by meyazid drops the level, it's only a shvegig now. An accident. Okay. What happens to his averus? Even better. The doilus become like zechuyos. It's a merit for him. Let's understand Gavaldi. Aseis mit tshuva. We're doing tshuva meyira. We're 45. We come. So it's after the Yom Tov of Sukkot, where Sukkot is by also the Gematria 91. Sukkot. It's tshuva me'avo. We take our lulav, esrog, aluminum, sit in the sukkah, for avo. Shteit, asot, buddha, nachsam, soifa, other places. Now we understand what we said earlier. So soim piyo ismasti neyma. Rebbein Shleim, they say. It comes to Yimei Adin. And we try to get him rid of the din. Din. We are a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we've done Navera. Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're doing tshuva. Meyero. We take a fighting, Jimei Adin. The chilek of the din is wiped away. But what's happened to our avodas at the moment? What's happened to them? They've become only from the zedoinas down to shkogas. But we live in hope. We say in a few days' time, we'll come as sukkas, and it'll be tshuva me'ahava. What will then happen to our avodas? They will go a stage further. They will turn into zechuyos. They'll turn to mitzvahs for us. Therefore we say to the Ribbono Shel, don't destroy our mastineinu or mekatrageinu. Don't get rid of them completely. I want them. I want to use them. Devaila, I want them to stay, go down from Zedonis to Shlogos. But hopefully when it comes to Yemei HaYom Tov, Yemei HaSukkos, I'll be doing tshuva Mei Ahava, my Zedonis will be turning into Zechuyos. So the mastineinu mekatrageinu, don't destroy them, destroy them, keep them quiet. I hope to add them onto the balance. They don't know what their plea is. Imagine coming to court and you don't know what you're going to say. You're working for him or against him. On Rosh Hashanah they're ready, they're lined up against us. And we say, Rosh Hashanah, keep them a second. If we're zoicha to do tshuva me'ava, keep them quiet for the moment. Don't destroy them. We will use these very malachim to be mechapta on the chelik of the cheshbon. Because even on Rosh Hashanah, we've only atoned for the chelik of the din. We got rid of the avera from Zodin down to Shegeg. But we owe our Kodesh Baruch or something. The time. If in Aliday Tshuva Me'ava on Sukkot, we turn into Zechuyos, we've got rid of the chelik of Cheshbon as well. Now what about the Yalkut? I got involved in the Yalkut. The Yalkut says, in Pasha Semuel, Ulokachdom Lochem Bayoim HaRishon. So Yalkut, Rishon, Lecheshbon Avrim. Sukkot is the first of the cheshbon avodah. It's partial pshat is the first opportunity a person has to do avodah. I say to make sure you're scared. Between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, he's running around. Yom Tov, Sukkot is the first day of Cheshbonavoinus. Shteit in Beis Ephraim. That's Rishon Lecheshbonavoinus. We're doing a cheshbon with our avoinus. We're destroying it. And it is the Tshuva Me'avo. We've turned our avoinus into mitzvahs. So the cheshbon's gone as well now. We don't owe any time. We've cleared our account as well. So you see, this is so impious. A better understanding of Malachim Yechofezum. They come down and they're going to Shonan and Kippur. They don't know themselves what they're going to say. They hope, first of all, we hope, first of all, that our Zechuyas will come out and be pulled out by the other Malachim and counterbalance those Malachim that are incomplete, that we created, incomplete Malachi Chavolah. And secondly, we said, Ken Gozan, those very Malachim themselves are going to have to change their plea from guilty to innocent. And they're Tshuva Me'avo. To finish off, the vote, I saw brought down from Maya Shapira. She says he heard in Chavat Chaim. We say in Eliyam Kippur, the Nislach, the Kodesh Baruch forgive us. Ve'lageh ha'go b'soichon. And to the geh. Ki l'chol ha'om b'shkoro. The Rebbe said, Chavat Chaim asked, how did geh get in the year? What's the geh doing? Ve'lageh ha'go b'soichon. He said, Chavat Chaim said b'demois. Or Eliyam Kippur. We all understand, if a geh didn't do a mitzvah properly, it makes sense. He was able to come tachas kamfei hashchina, but he wasn't brought up properly. He didn't have the gidul. He wasn't brought up in a Yiddish home, Yiddish environment. So then that's a mitzvah with coldness, without much feeling. We'd understand it, we'd accept it. Baruch Hashem is a chotch dani mitzvah. We'd say, wow, look at him. Look what he's done. It's showing a ton of mitzvah. We appreciate every little thing a geh does. It's wonderful. So the Chavetz Chaim, we in the darkening days of our golus, we say that Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're considered like Gerim. We don't know much better. We've not seen much. Which status have we seen? The Chavetz Chaim could say that. How much more so after Gerim? We've seen very little. We're living in a time of half day after upon him. We're all b'shoyged. We don't really know much better. We all know better than Gerim. The Malbim used to say, the Pasuk we say Lilian Kippur, Cholila Lacha, Bidna Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lahom is Tzadik in Rosh Hashanah, Vahoyah Kos Tzadik in Rosh Hashanah. Actually, Dosi Taka Pshat, we can be Malbim the Pshat in that Pasuk the Malbim wonders about, based on what we said just now. We might think we're Tzadikim, but we're Taka no better. Ufake, Kadosh Baruch Hu might think we're Rishon, we say we're Taka Tzadikim, we don't know much better. We think, look what we've done this year. We say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's Tzadik in Rosh Hashanah. Maybe Tlapa in another doyen, we'd be in Rishoyim. But nice, now we're Tzadikim, we don't know much better. We finish here with Shmita. It's like a davant to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Our tefillah should be. But although we wrote a puzzle in Erev Yom Tov, we hope, we sincerely hope, Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't write a puzzle. Hillel was stuck in a puzzle of Dori Alma, under Doris, not for Kodesh Baruch Hu and Shemayim. We say to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mechoik Barachah Mecha Rabbi, Rabbah, Kol Shitzvah Yechoy Vitzenu, Or Ashtoy Yechoy, the Boyin Yisrael, you didn't write a puzzle, we have nothing left, we don't know you anything at all, but we take a bizarcha, Kasvein Abbasayfa, Ge'ulah Yishua.